This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned from the United States and threatened swift retaliation for an attack from Lebanon that killed a dozen young people on Saturday. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Cut short his trip to the United States by a few hours to fly back to Israel. He said that Israel would retaliate for the attack by Hezbollah that killed 12 children and teenagers who were playing soccer in a village near the border with Lebanon. He said the state of Israel will not let this attack pass. Many in Lebanon were bracing for an Israeli response. Thousands of Lebanese in the south of the country fled their homes fearing Israeli strikes. Hezbollah denied that it was responsible, but both the U.S. and Israel said there was no doubt. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Sunday Turkey might enter Israel as it's done in the past in Libya and Nagorno-Karabakh, though he did not spell out what sort of intervention he was suggesting. Erdogan, who's been a fierce critic of Israel's offensive in Gaza, started discussing that war during a speech praising his country's defense industry. The president appeared to be referring to past actions by Turkey. In 2020, Turkey sent military personnel to Libya in support of the United Nations-recognized Government of National Accord of Libya. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado praised the high voter turnout as the country held presidential elections on Sunday. Speaking to reporters outside a polling station in Caracas, Machado said according to her data, more than 9 million people had already voted in the elections by 1 p.m. local time.